You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yo, people, welcome back to another episode of Box to Box podcast. Another week, another day, another dollar. How are we feeling?
Feeling great, bro. Feeling fantastic. What are you man saying?
I'm feeling good still. Not gonna lie,
feeling
to
good,
you.
Man. Feeling good, man.
Not gonna lie.
It's been a good weekend. It was a good weekend. So I can't even deny that.
It started off a bit rough, but obviously ended off well, innit? So
yeah, covered it. So no more. Let's get straight into it, man. let's talk about United. I feel like we always talk about Arsenal first. So out of fairness, we've got to talk about United. So for context, Manchester United played Leicester on Sunday. It was a match on paper that United should have won, and they did. But obviously, it didn't look like it was going to be a straightforward game for the first half. But United wrapped up 3-0. So, Jacob, what are you saying? Like, what did you think of the match?
Fam, not going to lie to you. Like, I know you obviously said on paper you should beat them. Obviously, our league position and stuff. But considering, obviously, Casemiro wasn't playing. We played in the week against Barcelona. Like, Leicester are not a bad team. And, like, I feel like this season they've been a bit up and down. But they do score, innit? And obviously, at the beginning, you saw their threat. Mm-hmm. Like, we could have easily ended up, like, 2-3-0 down. You know, obviously, De Gea, 180th clean sheet in that. Joint with Schmeichel in that. Considered... Might even consider him one of the greatest United keeper, who knows, like, depending on whether he continues his career. But, yeah, man, like, obviously, after his heroics and that, you know, the boy Rashford, the boy Bruno, like, you just saw the team cooking, innit? You just saw the players, the link up, like...
Rashford's on drugs, man.
And, like, honestly, Rashford is just, for me right now, look, I said it last week for the listeners. I didn't hold back. I said this before the Barca game. Right now, Rashford is the best player in the world on form.
But he's not.
Like,
he's
I said that. He is. He actually is. You saw what he came on against Barcelona. You saw what he came on this week. Man's
what about
playing.
Osimhen?
That Osimhen's doing his thing. Don't get me wrong, innit? Like, Osimhen's...
No, but wait, hold on. Look, I don't want to discredit Man United. We're going to talk about Man United very well today. But... don't talk smoke, because if you want to go based off form, Saka is the best player in the world right now.
No, he's not the best player.
Goals,
right now in the
more
World
goals
Cup.
Than Rashford.
You know, after the World Cup. No,
I don't care about the World Cup.
Rashford even played in the World Cup because he's dead, man.
In the Premier League, yeah, goals and assists over the season, Rashford's got more.
No, he doesn't.
In total, over all competition. Over all competition. Not Premier League, all competition.
No, we're talking about Premier League, though.
No, why are you just going to talk about Premier League?
Because you played more games. You played more games than Arsenal.
So that's not my problem.
Make it fair.
Make it fair. That's not my problem.
Right now,
what I said, since the World Cup, I said on form right now, There's no one better than him right now. Saka's doing his thing, don't get twisted. But right now, fam, come on.
Saka is better than...
You know what's mad, Jay? You know what's mad? Saka must have scored his thing, obviously, in the weekend. Obviously, you know...
Do you see the goal, by the way?
The goal was bad, don't get me wrong. Obviously, everyone was talking their thing. Obviously, everyone's talking about Saka and that. Prince Saka done his thing, innit? But King Rashford stepped up. Didn't
man
slap one.
Prince Saka and King Rashford.
King Rashford came on violence and had to show that I'm the one, fam.
Can I just say
right
something?
Now,
can I just
it's
say
Rashford's time. Run the team.
I don't want to discredit my United. You might not cook it, but let's not get twisted. And to be fair, they're both level on goals and assists, by the way.
But just performances right now. I think Rashford's a player of the month. Player of the month. What?
I don't care if Rashford's a player of the month.
Performance-wise, it's Rashford.
Right now, since after the World Cup, it's Rashford.
It's Saka, bro.
Saka's doing his thing, but Rashford...
Can I say something? The Benji... Yo. Leave him. Let him have his Rashford. At the end of the day, Rashford is a grown ass man. For all I know,
he's 26.
This guy should have 3 kids, if not 4 more on the way. My young boy Saka has not even 21 yet. Damn. So is Saka 21 yet?
He just turned 21 a couple months ago.
My man just turned 21, and just so you're aware,
he didn't age thing.
No. We are going to do the age thing. Of course, we want to do the age thing. Are you mad?
When Rashford came on a young team, what's Rashford when he's 18?
He didn't score as many goals as Saka.
Wait, so was it influence? Was the influence in the team?
Bro, can I just say something?
I'll go on anything.
If Saka continues, because I don't want to talk about Aston Martin, we'll talk about Man
United.
If Saka carries on at this rate that he's going on right now, he's going to beat Ronaldo's record and he's going to beat Sané's record of scoring the most goals before the age of 21 or before the age of 22. I can't remember. And if he's doing that at that age, then you can't talk shit because Rashford weren't doing that, bro. Do you get what I'm saying?
But it's come.
Rashford's on form. Man United are cooking. I ain't going to lie to you. You man are cooking. I put a bet on you on Sunday. I knew you man were going to be... I put minus one handicap. That means you're going to win the game by two goals or more.
I knew Man United were going to smoke
Leicester. And I think the one thing I love about Man United, they make me good money. Over the last couple of years, they're the team to bet on, fam, because the bookies always give them decent odds because they think they're going to flop. But they don't flop, fam. So Man United... I can't lie. You might not cook in. I see the Aaron Wan-Bissaka red and Sancho.
The little conversation.
Like, I see it. I hear it. You know what I mean? Like, you might not balling out. You got Barcelona this week. I'm assuming you're going to win that again. And then you go win the Carabao Cup this weekend. Apparently the Qataris coming to buy the club. So
don't worry, right now, let's talk about the ball thing right now. You know, like it's obviously, good. Do you know what's nice? Yeah, and I know a lot of Arsenal fans, obviously, Max and Demeji have to come here and obviously say that we're cooking. They're feeling the cooking going on right now.
I'm not feeling no cooking.
No, nah, you are feeling it, fam. Like, obviously,
I'm not.
It was like we talked about this, like what the. Just after the World Cup, we were saying, like, obviously, obviously the rivalry at Arsenal United is looking like it's coming back and stuff. So, like I said back then, I'm looking forward to next season, innit? Like, obviously, the way you lot are doing your thing right now, cool, innit? Like, but don't sleep, because even the title race, like, I don't want to believe United are in it, but statistically, obviously...
You are in it. You're not in the title race.
This season, I did not expect to be in this position. After the two games at the beginning, like, I thought this was going to be a sticky season, Ten Hag having to, you know, change it up and all of this. But look, credit to him. This guy, he's got his tactics. Like, he knows what he's doing. Throughout the season, like, he's changing things up. He's putting players in different position. Like, even going to play workhorse in the 10, like, that's something he's just sort of worked out recently, from what I'm seeing anyway. Like, he wasn't as effective up top.
What do you think of workhorse? Like, honestly,
I was having this conversation with some other United fans, and earlier on, I didn't think he's as effective as a striker. Like, I don't think he's as clinical. And like you saw in the game, he got a few chances and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went in the 10 for our team, he's effective in that position. Like, and again, for all the United listeners, it's not a case where I'm saying he's cold. Like, the moment we don't score, if we stop scoring, his effect is going to diminish straight away.
He missed a couple sitters.
Yeah, he missed sitters, like, don't get me wrong. But in terms of what he's providing, like, Rashford, since he's come in, like, obviously Rashford is doing his thing, don't get me wrong. But the goals I'm now seeing, even in that game against Leicester, the Sancho situation, it created space, his run for... sort of Rashford to run into, that I've noticed that a lot more. And even the Barcelona game, the moment he went into that 10, like, it was just a different game. Like, so I feel like, yeah, in 10 he's effective, but the moment he has to play as a striker, he's not. If Martial was fit, I would play Martial straight away, but right now, for the team's sake, for Rashford's sake, this is probably the best option. So that's my take on him, innit?
But it works though, because if you got him in there, he's strong. You can lift, you can float in the air, you can win headers, like, and you know what I mean? You can flick on for your wide players to get the ball. So
he's awkward. Like I said, in Leicester game, I saw he's one of them players you would think, like, cool, I don't really mind giving him space because I don't really feel like he's going to do too much on the ball. But at the same time, you don't want to give him that space because he can play it to someone else who could do something dangerous. And
what was the formation?
Again, is
Abraham.
Like,
no, Rashford.
Bruno was on the right.
Yeah.
All right. And then Sancho on the left.
Garnacho was on the left.
Yeah.
All right.
And then in the second half, Rashford went on the left. And then he went up top. Ferguson kind of up top. And no, Gavin Sancho was sort of behind, but all that sort of interchanging.
Yeah, Sancho was playing in the 10. And yeah, like Sancho's looking good in the 10. I know that people have been saying that maybe because obviously he's a winger, but he's not like he's not got a burst of pace about him. So people are saying that maybe he should go into the 10 and he looked good in the 10.
Yeah, man. Honestly, his technical abilities, he's got that. Like we've seen that for Dortmund and stuff, but the Prem is just it's an aggressive league. Like you just gotta have that explosiveness. Like I was having this debate a while ago with some United fans as well. Like, and listen, as much as I hate Arsenal, I can't hate on a man's ability. I've said like Saka, people are saying Sancho's more technically gifted, all of this. But my thing on ball is like I agree with that. But my thing, that does not mean he's better than him or whatever. Like it's your all-round game. However, you can use your ability to go out there and do your thing. I rate that. It does not matter whether you can do bare kick-ups and all these flip-flaps and all of that. If Sancho can make his ability work like he did at Dortmund, then cool. Different story. But like I said, that's the thing. Like I said a year ago, Saka's application is mad. Like,
he's
improving tech. Like we were saying, his finishing ain't great and all of that. But yeah, for Sancho, if he can apply that ability he has, then we're having a different conversation. He's in that conversation.
Can I just ask what's happened to what's his name? Anthony, is he injured?
That's what Ten Hag was saying, but some people feel like he's on that exile, innit? I think he's been sent. That you know that little exile that
oh what? Ten Hag sends you.
That sends you unknown location, like right, fam.
Because I don't know what he's doing.
Man's nah, for real. Because 80 mil. Nah, anyway, we're not gonna talk. I'm not gonna talk about that in negative right now for my. Nah. I was just asking in it because I just saw him on the screen. So I'm thinking, where has he been? I don't know if he's injured.
Apparently normally got an injury. Like, you can't explain. But listen, okay. Right now my team's cooking. You know, whatever he's doing. Whatever he's doing, look, I trust the process. And obviously, we were talking about Sancho before. We're talking about Wan-Bissaka before. I let the manager do his thing. Whatever he's doing on the training ground, whatever they're doing in behind, let him do his thing. When he brings them into the team, different story, innit?
Nah, and definitely. He's cooking like, still.
Leicester game aside, Barca game. Obviously, Mike said to me, come to me when you lot face Barca, innit? So let's talk about that game. Let's talk about what we did at the new camp, fam, because we should have beat them.
We should have beat them.
But for the listeners, they've only conceded 7 goals all season, innit?
At home. 7 goals at home. No, fair enough. You haven't done your thing. Like, you went to New Camp or Camp New, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, like, you outplayed them. But you didn't win. So
couldn't they should have got sent off?
I don't remember what happened.
But before we go to that game, I don't want to talk about that game, probably, to you, because yeah, you might did just. But are we not going to talk about this goal that Rashford scored that was 100% offside, fam?
Oh, my days.
Oh, man. Listen.
That was offside.
That's offside.
Why? I'm confused. Man,
they're bending
the rules.
This is what
I said the other day, that football is fit. This football stuff that we get excited about, these men know who they want to win. They fix this game because how is that not offside? What explanation can you give me to tell me why that's onside?
The
and why Sabitzer not getting a red card? What's going on?
Look, don't even start this year. First of all, don't even start this.
Saka's getting sent off.
Wait, listen, this VAR team has been bugged all weekend. There was bare VAR decisions that were off, fam. Because even Saka in your game should have got sent off, fam, as well, fam. So David Chat, imagine you're smiling at me right now. That challenge.
That's not a red card challenge, bro. Come on, man.
By VAR standards, it's not even a high foot.
In the Newcastle game,
was it a high foot?
Which one?
Newcastle recently, that player got sent, the one I sent you, the player got sent off. Same challenge, exact same footing. Let me find this.
I need to rewatch it. I remember you sending it.
But they pulled it back. Like it's the same, fam. Listen, we've seen people get sent off for these. They choose whether to use VAR. Like you said, certain man will bust the thing. Rashford, he bust the thing against Liverpool, and I know that, fam. Like when I saw that goal, I thought that was offside. But you know what? Right now, I don't care because you lot got decision this weekend as well, fam. Like
man. Huh?
We're talking about your game, innit? But listen, it is what it is, man. It's like you said.
I'm just saying this football stuff that we get excited about, we record about every week, it's already been written in the stars who they want to win, because literally. Why that wasn't offside makes absolute no sense offside, to me. But we move, innit? We move. At the end of the day, you man are cooking. When you're cooking, all the luck comes your side. You know, you get anything that comes your way, and it happens. We've had that too, innit? So I'm not even going to complain. Do you know what I mean? But I rate it. I rate what Ten Hag's doing. I think early on in the season, you know, I was kind of like saying Ten Hag who, and Ten Hag is not really that guy, and he's just not on Arteta's level and all of that. But I got to give it to him. He's coming, and he's coming on a stern vibe. I'm not even talking about just the way you man play, because I don't even feel like he's fully implemented his style yet. So that's one thing. But I'm just talking about his mindset. And his mindset reminds me of Arteta. Not trying to say, oh, Arteta's better than him or whatever. But what I mean by that is there's a certain caliber of managers that bring a certain sort of mindset to the club and a certain sort of like attitude and a certain sort of like you know, the pull that Graham Potter has. He ain't got that. He ain't got that pull that the likes that Arteta will have and Ten Hag will have and Pep will have. And even Klopp's got it a bit as well. But even I wouldn't even say Klopp's got it. I feel like Klopp don't really have that, what I'm talking about, that sort of energy. There's a certain aura that a manager has, and you can tell that Ten Hag's got it. From I think there was a press conference, I think, for this match, and he was criticizing the players. He said you might have played shit. He said something along the lines of like, yeah, we won. There was that one good part of the game, but apart from that, Man United were fucking shit, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's the type of manager you need after a 3-0 win. He's still criticising these players, telling them, it's not to the standard that we're looking for. And if you've got that type of manager and work with a good club that's going to spend peas, sky's the limit, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? So when he said that quote of... you know, when he said something about Pep and Klopp, when he said...
What did he say again?
Yeah,
he said, I respect them, but it has come to an end, fam. I totally agree. Like, and obviously, these people you're talking about, they have big characters in it, like that arrogance about them. Like, but it's not like an arrogance, you know, like in a sort of, my middle finger got put you and all of this. It's more like they know what they're about, innit? Like, even the fact early on in the season, I was even thinking he ended up joining in with the run after the Brentford game. Them lot came on some nonsense. He said, cool, you lot didn't want to run, so we're going to do this run, but I'm going to do it with you, innit? Just to show you lot, innit? So if any of you come with this excuse, then when I tell you're benched, innit? Like,
I feel like
all the players from there have realised, like, this guy's not a joke. You can see it, fam. Like, everyone's hungry for their position, bro. Like, every single player right now wants to play, fam, and I'm enjoying that, fam. Like, you know, players actually want to come back from injury, fam. Like, I'm looking at my fullbacks and all this. I'm seeing players improve. Like, honestly, right now, it's a good time, innit? And the title race, like, statistically, I'm not even going to deny it, because I saw United slip up like 8 points to City at one point. I remember we messed up against Everton and then things just started to go downhill. I mean, that's why we lost it that season on goals. So, and that was with less games. So anything can happen. And
bro, if Arsenal didn't win yesterday on the weekend, you would be 3 points behind Arsenal. So don't tell me you're not in this title race, because you are.
But I'm not going to be pissed. Sorry, Dimitri's coach. I'm not going to be pissed if we don't win it, because you're dark horses.
It wasn't for you to win.
It'll burn me if we get close. If we get close to the final day or something, if we get close to the final day, for example, it would burn me. Like, there'll be a certain point that, cool. At that point, I'm like, I'm invested now. I'm 100% in this. Like, maybe it's like 5 points difference, 10 games. You know what I mean? Like, different story.
I don't want that.
When things are at that point, then cool. And obviously,
and you played City twice as well, innit?
Yeah, so we're out of that right now, innit? So,
and you played us twice as well.
I said this earlier.
I think you got Liverpool next, though, in the league.
Yeah, we got Liverpool, and they're starting to cook.
That's a great game.
Yeah,
that's going to be a game to see who's really or what.
For United, I'd rather us face Liverpool as early as possible now, fam, because I feel like they're starting to pick up a little bit, just a tiny bit of form, like, you know, and I don't like that. So I'd rather just face them now, leave them for you lot when you're gonna face them. And by that time, hopefully Potter would have been sacked. New manager hopefully comes in and Chelsea start cooking a little bit, like, other than that,
but then you might drop points though. What do you mean? You're saying it's like you can't drop points this weekend.
fam, anything can happen. Like for us, like we're just focused. Top four is our main concern, isn't it? Like the pressure is on you, man, right now, isn't it? So if you slip, then it's a different story, innit? We have other priorities, but like I said, anything can happen, innit? So yeah, man, we just wait and see, innit?
Yeah, no, I hear it, man. Well done. Yeah, I like it. You man are in a good place. Right, so yeah, you give you your accolades, right, innit?
For real.
You're not there yet. You're not where certain man are, but you're doing your thing, innit?
So right, when the Qatari money lands, innit?
Bro, I said in the chat today, I don't know, because obviously Qatar ain't the only interested thingy. Apparently, like, there's Americans, another group of Americans, I want to buy United. They want to buy 69%, which is what the Glazers' current stake is.
I see that they're changing their mind now.
What do you deserve?
Because the Glazers now will get to keep like part ownership as well as having the extra investment in it. So now they're considering not sort of selling all of it.
What do you mean? So they'll give away 69% and then own the remaining.
No, so there's two separate ones. So Glazers currently own 69% of United.
Yeah.
So there's some American consortium that's looking to buy that 69% of the Glazers. Yeah. But then there's another group that basically the Glazers have said that, they'll still be involved.
But they're basically investing in...
They're basically investors.
They'll invest money into... So the Glazers will get to keep their ownership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but they'll just invest into the business.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But sorry, before we move on from Man United, Jacob.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't even care about all these other bids. All I care about is the Qatari bid.
No, but Jacob, just give me a bit more intel into just the Glazers as a whole. What is the main issue with the Glazers? So even if, let's say, for example, they decided to rather than go with the Qataris, go with investors. How does that benefit them? What's the issue here? What are you man like in debt? Why are you man in debt? What's going on financially at your club?
They bought us by taking out loans, innit? So they basically use United to pay off the interest, fam. Like, and they're obviously just keeping their profit and they continually have the debt, fam. That's your issue.
And because of that, so it's that having credit card debt and they're just paying the minimum payment.
We didn't have debt, but we didn't have anything beforehand. Like, you need to understand United, all this money that you see United spend, this is the issue, United fans. We always have money for spending for players. Cool. That's always never been the issue, bro, because United make revenue, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? I showed you that chart recently in terms of owners who are actually investing in the club. They don't invest like that, bro. Like, the profits are what are really paying for the players that come in and stuff. Look at the stadium, bro. Like, the things Ronaldo's talking about, fam. Other clubs, even you see these other clubs like Leicester, the Man City, look at what they're doing around their areas, their stadiums, their training grounds. They don't really do that stuff for United, bro. Like, and it has an effect, bro. Like, if you were to go to work and your systems are the same systems you've used 5 years earlier, fam, bro, how are you going to compete with the other people within your industry, bro? Do you get what I'm saying? It's going to affect your work to a certain level, fam. They're cool. You might be mad smart and, you know, articulate and quick, but eventually it's going to affect the way you do things, fam. Like, so that's the situation I feel like United have had, fam. We've had the players, fam, but the tools around it to refine them have just not been good enough. And that's been partly down to the Glazers. But business-wise, they've done their thing, fam. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, fam. Like, they've, in terms of marketing and stuff, like, they know how to make money. There's no issues about that. But I just want them to cut, man, because I want an owner who actually loves the club, fam, like, who just says, listen, go do your thing. You know, I'm here to just watch the team thrive. You know, that's what the Qatari owners are on, fam. Obviously, I don't know what all the dealings in behind are and that, but that's what we'll see.
Right, man.
You might have hated because you might know if that blood comes true. You know, if that comes true, everyone is finished.
Allow it, man. Allow
finished.
It.
Finished.
You might have been spending like you got Qatar finished. Money anyway. Like,
finished.
You might have spent 1 billion in 10 years.
You'll see 100k stadium, 100k fan stadium.
Oh, nobody cares. Watch the investment. Stadiums, man.
You think Anfield's a fortress? Come Old Trafford when that investment comes through. But that's the thing. They're talking about investing in the city, bro. I'm telling you, like, things around it will change, man. It will actually change, like. So that's why the Glazers need to cut, man. They need to go, man. Like, it's done. It's done, man. It's done. Like, that's why I don't even want that Ratcliffe guy. I don't want stay. Keep your loan money and all of that. Like, you know, Like, don't come to
my
club.
I need the Manx to say, yeah, we don't want no foreigners. We don't want no foreigners. Keep Manchester United British. Keep it.
You know
British.
They'll say that. You know, guys, that's like Gary Neville, like, Gary Neville, yeah, and Paul Scholes and that. You know,
bro,
they don't,
but I'm telling you,
Gary Neville's not saying that because he's a pussy, old fam. He wants that Saudi money.
Money talks now. You see all of them now are quiet,
this
fam.
This pagan was trying to share about the World Cup, this and that. And all of a sudden, was Gary Neville trying shit at the World Cup?
He still went there to go and listen.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Coverage,
joke, man.
These need to be careful, yeah. These pundits, because you talk too much. Qatar man land at United, you're bad from the stadium.
You're not even allowed in.
You're not coming in still. So Devlo, just keep it humble for now, innit? Because you don't know what's happening, innit? But yeah, man, like. I keep Radcliffe away, man. I know there's other bidders involved and all this, but nah, man. It's just football heritage, man. Let's just focus.
I pray to God it doesn't happen.
Because you know we'll be cooking.
No,
that's
not
what we need.
We'll be cooking anything.
That's what we need. We actually know it, fam. I know you will be cooking.
Beans
on toast.
No. They will cook, bro. Because they'll just start buying, like, the players for Bants now. Like, Mbappe's and that.
Fam, you know the fact you even said Mbappe, yeah? I'm even thinking to myself, realistically, PSG are what? Them owners would love to have a club like United over PSG, fam. All day, fam. That's all day. They would love that all day, fam. United have
the English fans are proper fans, fam.
The fans, if United were to win, like, let's say the Qatari put bread into United and they do the mad thing, fam. You don't think the United fans would lose it, fam? They'll have a Qatari song. Come on, fam. They will love it, fam. Listen, that will be different. You lot will see bare Man United tops in the Middle East, fam. Whenever you lot go to Dubai, that, fam, everyone, trust me, like, it'll be different, like. You lot don't understand. Bryce is smiling because he knows.
We'll see, man.
Enough about United, man. My ears are starting to bleed.
Trust me, man. I don't want to hear about this because it's causing me depression, fam.
Let's talk about Arsenal, man.
This is what a great club, man. Another fantastic game of football. You know what I mean? This is why the Premier League is what we call it. You know what I mean? Just... I don't even
lit game.
Yeah, man. I'll start. So obviously we played Villa, 12:30 kickoff away. It had all the features of Arsenal L. Bad form, away game, former manager in Unai Emery, Villa, tough ground to go to. I was thinking, yeah, man. First five minutes we go 1-0 down. I'm like, yeah, man.
Season's done.
It's gonna be a long afternoon. Then, fam, it's like after they scored, we woke up like straight away. I mean, also have a habit of doing that. Like times we've gone 1-0 down the season, it's as if it even like wakes them up even more. Like we sometimes even play better when we're losing rather than when it's 1-1 or when we're even winning as well. So okay, cool, we equalize. Then they score again. Then we equalize again. All right, cool. 93rd minute, bro.
Now, listen, wait, go back. Because the way you're explaining it, tell the listeners how nervous she was. Because I'm not even an Arsenal fan. I was feeling it.
So when we was 2-1 down, I knew we was going to equalize at some point because we were peppering them too much. It was like when we played United, no offense. Like, we were just peppering, like...
But the difference is the game was open because they had that chance to hit the bar as well.
The game was very open, like... There was a lot of space. That's why Ødegaard was just running the thing in the second half because there was bare space. Mm. I knew that we was going to score. I was worried whether we would win. But when it was 2-1, I knew we was going to at least equalize. Then when it got to 90 plus minutes, I was like, fam, Arsenal, like, that's it. Like, title's done. Like, we're going to draw this. City are going to smack Nottingham Forest. Now, suddenly we're 3 points behind, 2 points behind, whatever. Yeah, it's just going to keep on getting bigger. Then... what happens? Jorginho outside the box smacks it. I'm thinking, no way. When he shot, yeah, I shouted because I was like, fam, why are you shooting? You can't score bangers, bro. That's what I was thinking. Then it just smacks off the bar, then it smacks off Martinez's head and goes in, bro. Ah, God.
I was so vexed. I was so vexed, fam. I swear to God, I wanted to bang. Oh, you bro, know, don't understand.
Like, and Martinez was moving like a fool in that whole match. Man was wasting time.
Yeah, he got a yellow card, I swear.
He got a yellow card. He was wasting bare time. There was a time where he was pretending like somebody elbowed him in the ribs. Like, he was just doing bare stupidity. And then for that goal to have been an own goal, it was too sweet, man. Sweet irony. And then obviously, the last goal just sums up Martinez.
He's a stupid boy, fam.
He's a dumb boy, man.
Because Emery said he didn't tell him to go
up. Yeah, he didn't tell him to do that.
The dickhead really wanted to get us down. Fam. He really went up there to try and ruin Arsenal's time.
After what happened, he's such a plum, fam.
Man said, I must ruin these man's time hopes.
He wanted
to be the hero. He wanted to be the hero.
Then he flopped it and then obviously we hit him on a counter.
Yeah, man, 4-2, game done. So it was a good match, man. Max, what did you think?
I think you know what, because the time is gonna run out soon. I think we should log off now and then come back on.
We're gonna go on a quick little break and then we'll come back.
Right. I got something for you, like it.
Man, keep it there. Yeah, sorry about that. Max, we're just gonna talk about Arsenal.
Yes, so. I think for me, obviously, I was just getting the updates from that guy over there on the right-hand side, Jacob. He was proper trying to, like, set my up. I was even getting pissed off because I knew him updating us was it was pleasing him, fam. He was getting excited because we were losing, so he was enjoying it. Like, he would say something like, oh, my man just hit the bar or something like that. He's just trying to piss man off and I'm not watching the game. I can't see what's going on. But obviously, I see the first goal we conceded through Twitter and I'm like, fuck's sake, like, this is it. Like, I'm like, yeah, title race. I said to myself, this is where the title race gets lost. We go to Aston Villa and Emre takes it from us, fam. Like it's written in the stars to happen like this. So obviously we go 1-0 down and I'm like, yeah, this is long. Arsenal are going to get pammed today. We're not on it. We're just, this is
the bottle has begun.
I thought this was the bottle. I thought like, this was the confirmation of the bottle because it's just, it would have meant we got 1 point in 12 games if we lost this game or something like that. So obviously, they scored and Saka scored a bang, I'm hearing, and then they score again and we go 2-1 down. I'm like, yeah, this is long. Are we going to come back? Then I see Zinchenko score, and then all I see is Jacob go, for fuck's sake. And I was like, I just know that don't mean that means
I was so vexed.
All I see is notification, goal, Jorginho, then it changes to own goal. I didn't even watch the match. I'm just watching it like hours later. Then I see 4-2. I'm like, my fucking brothers.
Listen.
And the thing, sorry, bro, but the thing that made me happy about this was the perfect way to win that game.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to win this game 2-0, 3-0, or like win it comfortably. I wanted us to struggle. I wanted it to be a situation where it's like, you know what? Everyone is going to chat shit at halftime. Really, look at them. But, bro, in the group chat, man, they were writing crumbles. They're sending me crumble gifts. Like, we're crumbling. This is the crumble. Listen. And then, obviously, we come back. We win the game. I'm sending them in the chat. Hey, send me the custard gift, bro. I want some custard with that crumble, my guy. I want some custard with the crumble because we came back. My guy Zinchenko scoring great goals. Jorginho scoring great goals. Martin Lenny needed that goal. Vieira with another great assist.
Yep.
Bro, I can't lie. It was a perfect way to win. And I believe now, Leicester game's going to be tough, but I believe we'll go win that game. And I believe we're going to go in like a 4-1. Yeah. We're going to go on a win. And the fact that City dropped points as well just made it even more sweet.
Yep.
It was just that basically the loss at City the other day, it's nothing now. It's basically gone to nothing. It didn't mean nothing. So we're back to square one again. 5 points ahead. Two points ahead. Now win up a game in hand against Everton, which we should win. 5 points ahead. And we're back again. Do you know what I mean? Calm. Happy days. We were 5 points ahead when we went into the World Cup. So nothing has changed. So no one can say anything about bottle or anything. Everything has stayed the same. It's not that we were 8 points clear and we bottled it. We were 5 points clear. And if we win the game in hand, we are in the same position as we was when we finished when the World Cup started. So no one could chat to me. And one thing, sorry, that I must say that I love about my manager is the way he mocked the referee when he did that thing. I swear that I love Arteta every single week, bro. This guy is showing me he's a fucking boss, fam. I can't even lie to you. But yeah, man, I can't lie. I'm happy, man.
Jacob Sauer, man.
I was vexed. But you know what? Yeah, it was one of them games. Yeah, I was saying in another group chat, I was just like, it's either Arsenal are going to nick this game or it's going to end a draw. Like, I just felt like when they got their chances, it weren't fully going in. When he hit the bar at the end, I was just like, yeah, these lot, the way they're pressing, something's going to happen. And I saw the ball going out to Jorginho. I was just like, he's going to hit it. And the moment it hit his foot, fam, I was
vexed when he hit, because I was thinking, fam, Arsenal love the long shot thing. And our long shots, it's rare they go in. But fam, obviously this one went in.
The goal's offside. The goal's offside. And you might know that, innit? Going to the VAR thing. Now, the Brentford thing, you got bumped. So, listen, it is what it is. Like, cool.
It wasn't even offside, bro. Nah, stop talking about
that, man. Based on the rules that they've been... You know the game. The last time you lot faced them, and I even showed you the evidence, you know they called it offside. He was in Saka, whoever it was, Eddie and I think Odegaard, they were in the way of the keeper, bro. You know they pulled it back for stuff like that. In the Liverpool game, same thing.
I'm not trying to hear that, fam.
For a banger like that, bro, it's hard to just be like, cool. But fam, you know they would bump in the team. I don't know
they're bumping anything. But can I just say, the one thing that I'm loving about Arsenal this season, yeah, is the way we're winning games at the last minute, fam. Like, it just shows the fight of champions we don't give up. We keep going till the whistle has been blown, fam. This is like the third or fourth time we've won in the 90th minute now. Like, it's such an amazing feeling now. Like, it's crazy.
They're hungry, man. These players are hungry.
Saka didn't want to come off. Man, I thought he was injured, bro. I was scared because I was thinking
that, fam, why is Saka still on the pitch, man? Like, their left back had hacked into pieces and they strapped his ankle. And I was thinking, bro,
I told him, listen, if you want to be a top man here, this is what the best players go through. You better play on with that injury, my guy. You need to put some injections in there and play on.
Bro, Saka, yeah. We owe him a title because the amount of games this guy's played in a row in the Prem. Deeper, bro. This guy played every single game last season, and I think he's played every single game this season. So he's played about 60 games in a row in the Prem. That's not to mention World Cup, Europe.
He's only just turned 21, fam.
Nah, bro. Yeah, man. Can't lie, we need to win the league.
If you don't, I want someone to come take him. I swear to you, like, I swear. I want you know to. If this season you bottle it, yeah, I want every big team to come.
Genuinely speaking, the only way I can ever see Arsenal letting Saka leave is if he refuses to sign a new contract and he goes on a free.
And I doubt he will do that. I doubt he will do that. He loves us.
I never expected to see Sanchez and Van Persie and all these.
No, but them man are not Haaland, bro. This guy came up from the ground up, bro. He knows he can't. He knows he can't dare try and go anywhere. We'll slap him up. We made him who he is today, and he wants to go and go to my seat. I'll punch him up on the road, man. He's dumb.
Bro,
you know what? Akea, yeah. Look, your defense is in trouble. Akea, you know what? I hear it. I don't know what to say.
We didn't hear anything. We didn't hear that in the weekend.
I don't want to get onto him because, like I said, I've got too much love for him. But obviously, we already know he's not starting 11 quality. He's come off the bench, or he's the type of player where you can play him here and there. You can't rely on him every single game. And I'm telling you now, a lot of those chances that he missed, Balogun is scoring them. I'm just making you aware now. Balogun is scoring at least one of those chances. I spoke to a couple
of Arsenal fans. They're saying, nah. They're not rating Balogun like that.
Any Arsenal fan that don't rate Balogun, they don't know nothing about football. Balogun is the next up. I'm telling you right now. But we don't really talk about Balogun. We're talking about Eddie. Right now, Eddie, We need Jesus ASAP. Or else we're going to get into trouble. We are going to get into big trouble soon.
We need him back.
These chances that keep getting missed, one day it's going to come and rip us in the bum. He had a few chances to score and he bottled every single one, which I don't want to say he bottled it. He tried, but he just didn't pull it in the net. And the problem is we need these goals going in. And look, this is the sad thing about a striker. One minute you're hot, you're scoring goals. Next minute you're not.
And then when you got man, them like Odegaard missing them chances as well, fam. You need a You need a proper striker to finish chances.
Hold on. Don't chat shit because Odegaard missing chances.
That chance is dead.
Do you see Haaland sit?
He should have scored.
Yeah, Haaland's thing was mad still.
Did you see Dallas miss?
That is right back.
So, a professional footballer should be scoring that. So, Dallas.
Yeah, no, trust. That was meaty still, but. Yeah, man. Quick shots.
Yeah, man. Arsenal, top of the league. 2 points ahead, still got that game in hand.
What are you not saying? Do you feel like you're going to run away, but do you feel like it's going to be a running away?
I even love that question. After this last couple of weeks, I've deeped it. This is a take every game as it goes type of competition right now because you don't know what's going to happen. I genuinely thought that this last 4 weeks, we were going to get at least 9 points out of 12. We've got 4 points out of 12. I thought we were going to run away with it. We're not. Mm-hmm. This is every game, anything can happen. Because I wasn't expecting City to drop points, neither. Yep.
And do you know what's mad about this league, and how specific everything is? Even one injury, one wrong red card, your player missing a few games, fam, is all it takes to make you hit a bad run of forms and everything changes like straight away. Yeah. We could have lost with the Casemiro red. We could have lost all them games. That's nine points gone. Now you're behind. Now it's you're even, in the top four battle.
It's even funny that you say that because I got to shout out Jorginho.
I was just about to say that before we move on from Arsenal, shout out that Jorginho guy because he's a fucking baller. He showed it against Aston Villa, he balled out.
Even against City, he played well.
Yeah, he did, bro. Do you know what's so mad? Like, how I see it is he is the difference in quality between Lokonga and him.
Don't get me wrong,
Lokonga's not shit. But what it is when Partey is injured, you need another quality midfielder to take it that missing gap.
Yeah.
And when you put in someone like Lokonga, the quality just completely goes down. Bro. But when you bring in someone like Jorginho, he might not be better than Partey, but he's got enough quality to still show a presence on the pitch. And he did that on because I watched the highlights and I watched a few other clips like clips of him playing.
His passing
was amazing. And now, I'm even happy he's showing us because now Arteta's going to have a problem because you can't just drop him anymore.
Yeah.
You might have to play maybe Jorginho and Partey and Xhaka goes bench because Xhaka recently has been tired. He's been dead. I'm not going to lie to you. Xhaka's like, or even take Vieira on. Vieira needs to get some games now. Yeah. Take off Xhaka, let Vieira
play. Vieira has actually done
a decent job every time he plays, bro.
Do you feel like the combination, though, like of playing Vieira and Jorginho may not be
it's very lightweight.
Jorginho's weakness is people running at him, and like Vieira's not physical as well. That's the only times I've seen Jorginho exposed.
Yeah, it's very lightweight, like, and I feel like duels wise, because not a pivot, but that too will get eaten up because
this touch.
As much as Xhaka might lack in attacking prowess, Xhaka adds grit to the midfield. But at the same time, I feel like we need to experiment. Because Xhaka is off form. Even against Villa, he wasn't great. So,
but maybe him having to play differently with Jorginho, whereas with Partey, he has that.
His
way of playing.
You know, it's so mad because Gabriel Jesus's absence has affected so many players. It's affected Martinelli because obviously Jesus used to come so deep and he used to give Martinelli so much license to go forward. But now, because Nketiah doesn't like coming deep, or he does come deep, but he doesn't make the same sort of runs as Jesus, or he, I don't know, it's just had a knock-on effect on Martinelli, which in turn has then had a knock-on effect on Xhaka, our whole left-hand side, really. And I think it's put more emphasis and pressure on Zinchenko. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I think once Jesus is back,
obviously just, Smith... We just need Jesus back. That's it. Yeah, Smith is back now.
Allow it.
What do you mean allow it?
Manage it.
In fact,
we've had to do mad things of manage it. Martial was just moving off. Like, we've had to... Listen.
Listen,
Jesus has been injured from the beginning. How long?
I know you're not comparing. I'm not comparing.
No, Jesus is definitely influential for you lot, yeah. But Martial was a massive influence for our play this season at the beginning, innit? Like, we're playing much better. So only now we've had to fix up things. But you have played since Jesus was injured. You guys have still done your team.
We're a much better team with Jesus.
We're a much better team.
No disputing that. 100%.
Wait, Max, what about, would you put Smith Rowe in Xhaka's position?
I mean, I just want Arteta to try something new. The players need to rest, fam. You can't keep playing the same players every single time. Let's switch it up, bro. That's all I want from this guy. But I guess it just depends on the type of teams we play. Who we got next now?
We got Leicester.
That's going to be a tough game as
Tough game. But I'm interested to the win, man. Do you know what it is? Leicester, like watching them against United, they decent going forward, but their defense is pants.
They can attack. I'm telling you that. If they score, if they're on that, we'll finish whatever chance we get type of day, then you're in for a long game. You're going to be in for another like West Ham game, basically.
No, I think we got Leicester, man. I think we'll be we got Leicester away next Saturday, then we got Everton on the Wednesday, then Bournemouth next Saturday. I can't lie, I'm expecting at least 7 points from those nine.
What are you saying? What formation do you think he's gonna go for? Because again, I asked you like this last time. Same Martinelli thing, 4-3-3. Up top.
Nah, I don't think
he wouldn't do it.
Nah. I don't think he'll ever put Martinelli up top.
He's playing him before there though, like.
Yeah, but nah, man. If anything, I think he'd even prefer to put Trossard up top than Martinelli.
How do you think he's done so far?
Who, Trossard? I think he's done well. Yeah. I think what he lacks in terms of like separation from his opposite number as far as pace or anything like that, I think he's got really good close control and link-up play. I think he's like very neat with it. But at the same time, it's not his fault, but I just can't help. I like Trossard, and I think he's been a good player, but I just can't help but think what could have been with Mudryk.
He's fake. He would have been fake in your team.
Yeah, because Mudryk's struggling at Chelsea, but I don't think it's his fault.
Zinchenko would have loved it. He would have absolutely loved to have someone on that left side wanting to make them runs for them type of players. Like, honestly...
But I do Todd. Like Trossard.
Shout out to Todd.
Yes. That dickhead, man. I do like Trossard, though. I do like Trossard. I think he was a good signing. And I liked that Arteta had, like, he had the nerve to drop Martinelli, because I think Martinelli started every single game this season or something like that. So, he's trying to switch it up, and I hear it. I think at the moment, the only players that are undroppable, quote unquote, are Saka and Ramsdale. And
maybe Gabriel as well.
Yeah, maybe Gabriel as well. I think those are the only ones that their place is secure. But let's see, man. Let's see who he plays against Leicester. Maybe Partey will be back. Let's see if Jorginho will still start or not. But yeah, Jesus will be back in hopefully that 2-3 weeks.
Is that what he said, in 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, they said hopefully start of March.
Madness. What, training or actual games?
Training.
Yeah, calm. So he'll be back maybe April. That's.
He definitely will be. He'll be back in March.
Hopefully, by then the title race has been rocked.
Nah,
that's not before the City game, is it?
He should be back. He should be back for City.
Check that. That's gonna stress me out. Check that. Said that. That's actually going to piss me off.
He'll be back by then, bro.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to piss me off. Oh, yeah, he's going to want to pop against Pep as well. That's going to piss me off.
Gabriel Jesus, return date, March 2023.
Finally,
he'll be back.
Delay, bro. Delay that. Don't rush him, man. Just take it easy, man. You don't want him to get injured again, man.
Nah, he won't. He won't. But
actually, bring him back early. That's calm, isn't it, man?
You're a hater, man.
It's calm. I want you not to lose the title race with him. I don't need any excuses.
I think this title race will go down to the wire.
It's going to the last day. It's going to the last day.
See? What did I say last week? Everybody was saying,
I told Amanda was saying, oh, worry about Everton and them things there. Like,
Jacob,
I told you this league is going to be weird.
You didn't say that, bro. You were making it seem like, if we lose to City, that's it. Done. Title's done. Over. Finish.
What, for you to crumble?
Yeah, you were making it seem that.
If you lose the next game against them, you lot are done. Like, 100. And I say this now, yeah. If City beat you again...
Bro, there's 18 other teams for us to play.
By that time, in April, but if City are still with you lot and they beat you that game, I'm telling you, you're not catching City, fam. You're not catching City, man. And at that point, I feel like the morale, that's going to... It will go to the last day. It will still be tight, but I just feel like if they beat you lot
that's
going to be 3 out of 3 this season, fam, If they're close to you and they go above you, I think you're done. But We'll see.
I don't think it's that black and white, but we'll see in it. We'll see.
Then United are there, innit?
And we got Europa coming up after this round. So,
do you want to stay in?
I care about Europa still.
I wanted to just get that on. Recording because obviously, care about Europa.
Obviously, if I had to choose one, I'd obviously pick the Prem. But I care about Europa. I don't want us to just not throw it away. Nah. Because that's the only competition we've got besides Prem right now. So, yeah. Looking at just like the rest of the Prem, like you were saying, Liverpool are starting to slowly creep up in form. Bro, they're 7 points off fourth right now, having played 2 games less than Tottenham, who are fourth.
I don't even know how that is the case.
Liverpool they're slowly creeping. I mean, they got Real Madrid today. Tomorrow, I should say, in the Champions League. But they got Crystal Palace away, and then they got Wolves, and then they got Man United. Imagine Liverpool making a late break for the Champions League. That makes it techie, you know.
But you know what's crazy,
Just in terms of top four. Not for us. We're top two.
That's Man United and them, man.
I'm gonna let you do your thing because Everton just that the other week keep talking in it because you know how it gets. I'll see you next week in it with the mood changes. No, but honestly, like just even talking about the league and how unpredictable it is. You see what happened at Newcastle. You see the red card. Ridiculous. Like, you got the final coming up. You know, you got your tactics all set up. Manager's probably been going through who's going to be taking pens if it gets to that. And then you've decided.
You know, they've got to pay Karius now.
Lord Karius is about to step up, fam.
I didn't even know. When I saw it, I was like, bro, when the hell did he sign for Newcastle?
They're getting peppered.
If you man don't beat them,
They're getting peppered still. And then they ain't got who else is missing from that game still?
I'm not sure.
The Gamarra's that's missing.
Oh shit, he ain't played in a sec. Yeah, you might should be beating.
Someone's got a red. But someone's gonna be missing out.
I'm not too sure. But yeah, they ain't got Nick Pope, who's been arguably one of their best players this season, so you man should be beating them.
Ramirez is missing it as well.
Yeah, so there you go. Two of their best players stopped playing. What else happened? Chelsea, another day, another L. Southampton, you lost to the bottom team in the league at home.
Chelsea, Chelsea are just a disgrace of a club. I'll be very honest with you, fam.
I don't think he's going to last the season still.
Nah, he has to. They can't sack him like that. That's deep. That means they'll sack two managers in one season.
But bro, deep. They already lost to Dortmund in Champions League first leg. If they lose to Dortmund again, he has to go. Like, he has to go. Because I think at the very least they would want to qualify for Europa next season. Even Conference League.
Imagine they don't qualify for any European competition.
Listen, financial fair play, yeah, Todd needs to make the right move. He needs to do the right thing, man, because like, there's a lot of money on the line here, man. Like, you spent a lot. Like, they need that Champions League money, you know? Like, and come on, let's be honest, yeah? They've actually got some... He had a decent team on the weekend. There was a very, very decent team there. Like,
Enzo, who was playing? Enzo Fernandez played.
Let me get this up right now. Let me get this up.
They had Enzo, Koulibaly, Madueke, Felix, Fofana.
Fam, Modric came on as well.
Sterling.
Like, what?
Chelsea team are paid for it. It's stacked, bro.
Chilwell, like, nah, come on, man. Like, Kovacic was there as well.
Surely they must have the best team on paper, the best squad, sorry. They must have the best squad in the Prem, surely.
Arguably, like, it's ridiculous. Like, in terms of the amount, like, and the age as well, it's actually silly. It's so silly.
But he just keeps on, like, playing these. Like,
but I think where he's messed up as well is him not playing Aubameyang and dropping Aubameyang out of the...
That
like,
flopped
the picture. Like, well, how are you dropping your number nine, who's a goal scorer?
Aubameyang's actually laughing.
Like, what? Aubameyang's laughing because he's getting paid, so he doesn't give a toss.
Rose.
But it's just, like, how are you dropping him out? Like, it doesn't make no sense. Like,
how can you...
He tried to do an attempt still. He actually tried to do an attempt.
What did Aubameyang do?
They signed Aubameyang for Thomas Tuchel. They then sacked Thomas Tuchel. I don't see what Chelsea are going for
Modric though. I heard he had a mare in his last game. He's burning. Bad was twerking for Arsenal Football Club. I know he's burning right now.
No, he's burning. He's upset. He's burning. If I was Zinchenko, I would definitely be sending him messages after the game still.
100% he's burning.
Bam, he messed up. That would have been shame. Imagine that.
I don't even think it's him. I just think it's his representative just fucked him over, bruv. Because you could tell he wanted to come to Arsenal.
Oh, definitely.
He did want to come. And
contracts must be so mad, you know.
They've used Ukraine to wheel him in, fam.
No, and contracts must be so crazy, like,
he
honestly.
Signed a death row contract, fam.
The ownership must be crazy, fam. Like, for him to just get signed over like that, because he definitely wanted to Arsenal, fam. There must be some mad clauses or something, fam. Like, because a lot of these players, fam, you'll see them, it's obvious that they want to go to a certain team, fam. Like, they're doing the most. Bro, he had an interview with Zinchenko's, like, girl. Like, come on, man. You know? Man was already posting Arsenal, watching the videos and all of that. Like,
the thing is, I don't think he expected Chelsea to come into the picture.
No,
Chelsea just came out of nowhere and said, you know what? We want him. Fuck it. We want him. We're getting it. Like, but I don't know, man. Like, Modric looks like he would have done a mad thing at Arsenal.
He definitely would have done a mad thing.
But
we don't. It'll be very peak though if Chelsea get a proper manager. It'll be very, very
peak. Will be peak. I think
they're written off for the rest of the season though.
I think 100%.
Wait, let's. How many games are left?
There's about 17 games left.
Listen, 14, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, okay. Different teams have played different matches, but Chelsea have got 15 matches left.
When did Hiddink come in for Chelsea? When they were?
I don't even know. I'd have to check
when he came to somehow save them, fam. From was it way earlier?
He joined Chelsea because he went to Chelsea twice.
Yeah.
So he was at Chelsea the first time in February.
February,
the second, yeah. And the second time was in December.
In February, he obviously managed to claw back. Well,
yeah.
So, fam, you don't know, man. This Todd guy seems a bit volatile still.
100%, man.
He's very. I feel like he could actually wake up tomorrow and just say, yeah. By mutual agreement, you need to cut still because
let me even preview who they got next. I mean, obviously they got Dortmund in the Champions League, but in the league they're playing. Right, they up next. Oof, they got Tottenham away on Sunday.
Damn.
That Champions League game is sticky, you know. I think this week is Potter's final week. If he loses both games, he's done. Next week is done. It's actually finished.
They got Tottenham on Sunday, then they got Leeds the next week, then they got the second leg of Champions League. If they should lose at least two of those games, yeah, I think he might be done.
Who do you think comes in?
I saw something about Poch.
I saw something about the ex-Barcelona coach.
Mm.
Barcelona and Spanish coach.
Mm.
Enrique,
yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a problem still.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen Flick from Bayern. I've seen... I saw Mourinho the other day as well.
These managers in this team would be long. Oh, that would be so
They've got a squad. They've got a squad.
Bam, they've got a very... And well, that Felix may stay depending on the manager, you know.
Felix will just come to Arsenal, man.
Allow it, man. Allow it.
Arsenal, Man United, he will cook there.
United, he will cook.
Phoenix is going to cost bread.
You know what the dumbest thing is, even just going back to United, yeah? The United fans didn't, like, obviously, at initially want Felix because he's not a full out striker, innit? But where Virgos is playing right now, fam, you put Felix there, fam, what? Like, look how much the team would have been benefited. So, yeah, man. Well, you miss out in it. Is what it is. As long as he's flopping at Chelsea, that's calm.
That's way too much, man. But, yeah, the Prem right now, we're getting into that business end where it's...
Bro, business end, bro. It's like, cooking.
Bare stuff is going on right now. There's bare different storylines that, like, it's hard to take your eyes off it, man.
Even the relegation battle right now is a bit mad still.
Yeah, it's sticky still. It is. West Ham on the bottom three, you know.
Yeah, bruv, it's crazy. West Ham. Yeah, give me Declan Rice for half price.
I knew you were going to say that.
Declan at half price still.
100%.
Now he'll leave. He will definitely.
He's already leaving anyway. He's leaving. But yeah, if he gets relegated, we'll get him half price, fam. It's calm. We'll take that.
Yeah, I'm hearing you guys have been on to him.
Yeah.
Oh, we want him. We want him.
Oh, I'll take that grass, man. Any day.
Listen, how much?
Where does he play?
He's a deep-line midfielder.
People are saying that to replace Partey, innit?
He does not replace Partey, fam. I'm so sorry.
That's what people are saying, that like, because he can only play in Partey's role.
He can't do what Partey does. So unless he can lift, like, switch it up and Arteta, you know, trains him into that guy, he cannot do. There's not a lot of players that can do what Partey does. I'm being very honest with you. Partey is too good.
I think there's things that Partey can't, because Rice can carry the ball, for example.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Can he intercept the way that Partey does? Can he control the game the way Partey does?
No, that's what I'm saying. Well,
Partey's different, you know. Partey, that's why this guy's a prick when he gets injured, because we need him. And this
that's the thing. He's injury prone and he's got all his other stuff going on as well. So he's a risk, man.
Liability, bro. But yeah, man. Risk. Business end of the season, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to it, bro. I can't lie. Yeah. It's busy. Getting
it is. Well, yeah, it was a good week for us, for both teams. Arsenal, United. Obviously, Arsenal got Leicester next. United got Carabao final on Sunday. Expecting a win for both teams, personally.
Slap the pressure on. I don't even mind it. Slap it on.
Take the pressure, man.
I'm expecting...
That's not pressure. First of all,
Newcastle haven't been a dead team this season.
But
given it's a final, like, they've got some issues going on at the moment and we're cooking a little bit. Obviously, after we move up Barca, I'm expecting.
I might even put a bet on that, fam. United to win Rashford to score, fam.
You get me, like
the way Rashford's moving right now.
Yeah, crazy. And I'm gonna enjoy that trophy. I'm not gonna lie to you, lot. So, yeah, fam. I see you lot here next week.
You have no shame. Look at the way he's looking away from the camera.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie. Because you know what? I'm not going to do what us. I'm going to come here. You get me? Like, if the smoke comes in it. I'm telling you, we're going there. We're going to take the trophy. And I'm going to see you lot here on the pod next week. Talking about...
Fam, you can sit in the Mickey Mouse Cup.
The Mickey Mouse Cup that you, man, ain't won in a minute. So, you get me?
Yeah. What about that? Mickey Mouse.
When the one Birmingham took away from you and that family, Mickey Mouse. Get me? So... Like, yeah, man, we're about to start the Ten Hag era properly in that. So, yeah, it's just one of them ones.
That's a Ten Hag era. Shut up.
Yeah, man.
We already started the Arteta era. We got the FA Cup.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, no, fam. Don't worry, fam. Yeah, just add the Prem.
We beat big clubs to get there as well.
Add the Prem.
We didn't beat little meaty Newcastle, bro. We beat fucking Manchester City and Chelsea.
Yeah,
so
calm,
I don't want to hear
calm.
It. You man played bare dead teams to get to the finals. I dare you man not to win it.
That's calm.
I dare you man not to win it.
That's calm.
Don't win it, innit? Let's see. Let's see what you man are gonna make.
Don't worry, fam. I'll see you here next week. Don't worry. Don't worry.
We'll be here.
Don't worry. We'll win that. Then you know morale boost for the Europa. You get me?
I went, man.
Imagine we get knocked out, bro.
I'll love it.
No,
I'll love it. And I think
I actually wicked.
I'll love it and I deserve it. I will love it and I think I deserve.
Yeah, say that in the way you say that.
But yeah, man. Another week, another donkey of the day, donkey of the week, I should say. I'm gonna start
quick though.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna start. I think it's unfair because I think we've given it to this person or this club quite a lot over the past couple of weeks, but it's got to be Chelsea again, man.
Yeah, no, Graham Potter. I've already said.
No, it's just Potter. It's just a straight Potter.
Graham Potter, you're holding that because you have to be. You cannot be losing to Southampton at home. You're violating now.
With that
team you have, you're violating because Kovacic was playing. And Fernando Fernandez Enzo was in the midfield. Don't violate. Do not violate. You got Sterling on there. You got Havertz. You got fucking the Ukrainian Neymar. You got Modric, and you got Felix. You can't have Felix in that side, and you're not. There's no debate about it, bro. It's Potter, fam. He's holding that dog for the week, fam.
I don't care.
You can hold it for 10 weeks if he carries on. If he loses next week, he's holding it again. You hold it again because it's not acceptable.
Hey, we said
Chelsea
what?
Fans upset.
There has to be a donkey in the season, fam, because Potter's doing his thing right now.
Nah, bro, he's working very hard to get that. Him or Ten Hag.
But keep playing about in this girl. listen, I'm telling you right now. I don't think he's gonna make it to the end of the season, innit? So
leave it to her.
I really don't, like, unless he has a mad week this week. Yeah, man, like. To lose against Southampton, I really just looked at the table and I'm really deep in. That is a mad result. Like, to lose 1-0 as well. Like, oh, man.
Chelsea fans, I'm sorry for you right now, but it's what you deserve. And with that, we're going to wrap up this week's episode. So, listeners, thank you once again for tuning in. Mandem, thanks for jumping on. And yeah, catch you guys very soon. Peace out. Oh, my voice. Oh, my days. That was mad. We'll catch you guys very soon. Peace out.
Peace, bro.
In a bit.